Welcome to Shadows of Mystery, the podcast where we explore the perplexing and often heartbreaking stories of the missing, the mysterious, and the unresolved. I'm your host, and today we examine one of the most haunting cases in recent memory, the disappearance of Asha Degree. Asha was a bright, kind, and loved 9-year-old girl when she vanished into the darkness of a February night in 2000. Her case is one that has puzzled investigators for over 2 decades. How does a young girl leave her family home in the middle of the night, only to disappear without a trace? And why? These are the questions we'll address as we unfold the enigmatic story of Asha Degree, a story that still searches for its resolution. Asha's disappearance is a reminder of how fragile and precious life is, and how the unexpected can shatter the sense of safety we often take for granted. Her story is not just one of heartbreak, but also one of resilience. From her family who has devoted their lives to searching for answers, to the countless volunteers and investigators who have refused to give up hope. The scars left by her absence have only deepened their determination to uncover the truth, to ensure her light is never forgotten, and to inspire others to remain vigilant in the fight for justice. Over the years, her case has gained national attention, sparking discussions about the importance of community in protecting children and the urgency of keeping their stories alive. Asha Degree became more than just a name. She became a symbol of perseverance against all odds. Through this story, we honor her memory and reaffirm the importance of continuing to ask questions, raise awareness, and stand together to protect those who are most vulnerable. The search for Asha is not just about answers. It's about hope, humanity, and the enduring strength of love. Background of Asha Jaquilla Degree. Asha Jaquilla Degree was born on August 5, 1990, in Shelby, North Carolina. She was the younger of 2 children in a close-knit family of 4. Her parents, Harold and Aquila Degree, were devoted to providing their children with a stable and loving home. Known as shy but fiercely independent, Asha was described as thoughtful, intelligent, and responsible beyond her years. The Degree family was active in their church and community, holding firm values and a strong family bond. Asha was an excellent student, a star basketball player, and had a love for reading and exploring new challenges. Everything about her life seemed typical, joyful even, leading up to the night of February 13, 2000, when something shifted. Earlier that day, Asha's basketball team had lost an important game, though her parents remember her taking it in stride. She spent the evening with her family, attending church, and later settling into her room to sleep beside her older brother, O'Brien. Her parents went to bed thinking it was a normal Sunday evening, but that night would change their lives forever. At some point during the early hours of February 14th, Asha quietly packed a small bag with clothes, personal items, and her favorite Tweety Bird purse. She slipped out of bed, careful not to wake her brother, and left the comfort of her home under the cover of darkness. The 10-year-old, with her shy smile and cautious nature, walked into the night, braving the cold and rain of rural North Carolina. Her family remains haunted by the question of what led their bright, caring daughter to take such an unexpected step into the unknown. The following morning, Asha's parents discovered her bed empty, sparking a search that would grow into every parent's worst nightmare. Neighbors, law enforcement, and volunteers came together in an effort to find the young girl. But what they uncovered only deepened the mystery. Witnesses reported seeing her walking along Highway 18 in the early hours, bundled in her jacket, yet alone and without signs of distress. A search of the area eventually led to the discovery of Asha's belongings in a nearby shed, but the puzzle surrounding her disappearance remains unsolved, a painful reminder of how quickly life can change. The night of disappearance. It was the early hours of February 14, 2000, when Asha Degree left her home. She gathered a backpack containing personal belongings, including clothes, and quietly exited the house without waking anyone. Her brother recalls hearing movement during the night, but thought little of it, assuming it was the sound of Asha moving in bed. Several hours later, around 4 a.m., Asha was spotted walking along Highway 18. Witnesses recall seeing a small girl alone on the roadside in the cold and dark, dressed in clothing inappropriate for the weather. A driver turned their car around, perhaps intending to offer help, but Asha ran into the woods and was never seen again. This moment would be the last confirmed sighting of her. Authorities launched an extensive search for Asha Degree, hoping to uncover clues that would lead to her safe return. Volunteers, law enforcement, and search dogs scoured the area near where she was last seen. Flyers were distributed, media coverage amplified her story, and nearby residents were interviewed. Yet, despite these efforts, critical answers remained elusive. The community, heartbroken yet determined, rallied around Asha's family, offering support and holding on to hope that she would be found. Days turned into weeks, and weeks into months, but Asha's whereabouts remained a painful mystery. Then, more than a year after her disappearance, a critical yet haunting piece of evidence was found. A book bag, confirmed to belong to Asha, was discovered buried along a rural stretch of highway 26 miles from her home. Inside were items believed to have been packed by Asha herself. The discovery reignited the investigation, posing new questions and offering faint glimpses into what might have happened. Still, the path to answers was difficult, and uncertainty continued to weigh heavily on those desperate to bring Asha home. Investigation. The missing persons report was filed that morning after her parents discovered her absence. Authorities, alongside community members, quickly began searching for Asha. Flyers were distributed, interviews conducted, and volunteers combed through the woods and surrounding areas. Days turned into weeks, and apart from those initial sightings, there was little evidence to offer direction. Hope flickered briefly when Asha's pencil, markers, and a hair bow were discovered in a shed near Highway 18. More than a year later, in August 2001, her backpack was found buried in a plastic bag along a highway 26 miles from her home. Inside the backpack, authorities found remnants of her life, including personal items and clothing. The discovery deepened the mystery, raising more questions than answers. Despite the years that have passed, Asha Degree's story remains one of unyielding hope and determination. Her case has touched countless hearts, sparking a community-wide effort to uncover the truth and bring her home. Asha's family, embodying resilience and unwavering faith, has never stopped searching for answers. They have kept her memory alive through prayers, advocacy, and the persistent pursuit of justice. The community has rallied around them, holding candlelight vigils and distributing flyers, reminding everyone that Asha's light still burns brightly, even in the shadows of uncertainty. Through the anguish, Asha's story has also become a beacon of inspiration for those who believe in the power of unity and perseverance. Strangers, law enforcement, and volunteers have worked tirelessly, driven by a shared commitment to find the answers she deserves. Her case serves as a solemn reminder of the importance of vigilance and compassion, inspiring countless others to keep their eyes open and their hearts engaged. Though the road ahead remains unclear, Asha's enduring spirit has proven that the ripple effects of hope and determination can move mountains, even in the face of the unknown. Later developments in the case. Despite the enormous efforts of law enforcement and the Degree family themselves, no breakthrough has been made in the case. Over the years, sporadic leads have emerged, including reported sightings of Asha and rumors of possible abduction. Recently, the FBI, working with local authorities, released a statement renewing attention on the case. Alongside the Shelby Police Department, they still investigate every lead that comes in. There have also been age-progressed images produced to show what Asha might look like as an adult. The community has not forgotten Asha, and their unwavering dedication to her memory keeps the search alive. Candlelight vigils, annual walks, and heartfelt posts on social media serve as reminders that Asha is still loved, missed, and desperately sought after. Her family, steadfast in their hope, continues to advocate for her return with a resilience that inspires those around them. Their courage and faith, even in the face of decades of uncertainty, stand as a testament to the enduring power of love and determination. This case has become a symbol of the need to protect and cherish the lives of children everywhere. It serves as a call to action for communities and law enforcement to work together in safeguarding the most vulnerable among us. Though years have passed, the fight to bring Asha home remains steadfast. With every shared story, new lead, and moment of awareness, there lies the potential for answers. Never give up hope because a breakthrough could be just around the corner. The Degree family continues to maintain the Hall of Memories, dedicated to keeping Asha's case alive. Every year, on February 14th, they organize a memorial walk to remind the community of her ongoing absence and to honor her life. Theories surrounding Asha's disappearance abound. One theory suggests that she may have been trying to run away, potentially influenced by something she had been exposed to on television or in books. However, her family has consistently refuted this, insisting Asha was a happy and well-adjusted child with no known reasons to leave home. Another theory is that Asha may have been lured out of her home by someone she trusted. The eerie circumstances of her backpack being discovered so far from home, buried, suggest the possibility of foul play. The discovery of her items has led many to believe she encountered someone with malicious intentions that fateful morning. Still, others speculate whether there may have been an accident involving the witness sightings on the highway, though evidence to support that theory remains elusive. Yet, through the uncertainty and the unanswered questions, Asha's story continues to inspire a relentless determination to seek the truth. Her family, friends, and the broader community have refused to give up. Their unwavering hope is a testament to the power of love and resilience in the face of unthinkable circumstances. Candlelight vigils, dedicated billboards, and ongoing searches have become symbols of not only their devotion to Asha, but also the enduring spirit of a collective fight for justice. Asha's case resonates deeply because it serves as a reminder of the fragility of life and the strength of community. Even as the years pass, the unity displayed in her name is a call to action for all of us to look out for one another, to create a world where every child feels safe and cherished. The hope for answers remains steadfast, powered by the belief that even the smallest clue could bring closure and illuminate the truth that has long remained hidden. Asha DeGree's family remains steadfast in their pursuit of answers. Their resilience is a testament to the love they have for their daughter and sister, and their hope is unwavering. This case remains open, and authorities remind the public that even the smallest piece of information may hold the key to solving Asha's disappearance. Every year, on February 14th, Asha's family holds a walk in her honor, walking from their home to the billboard that bears her image and keeps her story alive. This loving act is more than a commemoration. It's a call to the community to remember her and to renew the search for truth. It is through such acts of enduring faith and love that Asha's story continues to echo across the years, reminding everyone of the power of unity and perseverance in the face of hardship. The search for Asha DeGree is not just the story of one family's heartbreak. It is a story that unites people who share in the hope of bringing her home. It's a reminder that no matter how much time may pass, every effort matters. With every shared post, every conversation, and every candle lit in her honor, the possibility of resolution grows stronger. This collective hope serves as a powerful reminder that even in darkness, the light of humanity can shine brightly, driven by love, compassion, and an unwavering determination to seek justice. To this day, Asha's story continues to serve as a poignant reminder of how fragile life can be, and how deeply rooted a community's bond can grow in the face of uncertainty. If you or anyone you know has information regarding Asha DeGree, please contact the Cleveland County Sheriff's Office or the FBI. Thank you for joining me in exploring another chapter of The Shadows of Mystery. We must keep the light on these cases alive. Until next time, stay safe, stay vigilant, and keep searching for the truth.